What's up? This is Shannon here for an episode 3 of Girl Power. And I just want to start out by saying, if you thought that I was an angry bitch feminist before, oh lord, you better be ready for me these next 4 years. So before I start anything out, I just want to say, I'm sorry to America. I'm sorry to the LGBTQ plus community. I'm sorry to the people of color. I'm sorry to the Muslims. I'm sorry for everyone who is not white or a straight Christian male. I'm really sorry, and I'm afraid for you. Please stay safe. So, Trump won, but that doesn't mean it's over. Congress will not let him do most of what he wants to do. And I mean, a lot of it is unconstitutional. And even if they do, it'll take a long time, perhaps even bleeding over into the next president's term. So do not assume that everything he proposes will happen. We can protest, we can lobby, and we can fight. Since he has won, we need to fight harder than ever, and we can't give up. Millennials are a powerful group. We can make our voices heard, and I know it's scary, but it's more important than ever to fight. Don't give Trump an easy victory. We can help each other protect each other. Lift up your head, and let's fight together. It's easy to be discouraged, but this fight is not over. I'll be 100% honest, I'm scared too. But I need to remember to take the time to take a deep breath and get away from everything for a little while. But in the end, people are making a Trump president seem like doomsday right now. But Congress, checks and balance, and actions of people like us can stop most of it from happening. The only really bad thing that's guaranteed to happen under the Trump presidency is the appointment of some conservative Supreme Court justices. But even then, Congress has to approve of them. But in the meantime, congrats, America. You've successfully removed what may have been the greatest president who have ever had the pleasure of ruling our country. You have taken one of the greatest steps towards equality by replacing the first ever black president with someone who is racist beyond words. Someone who believes women are trophy wives and nothing more than a scale out of 10. A man who thinks a woman should be punished, that sexual assault is not real, that abortions should not be funded. A man who does not believe in the abilities of those who are LGBTQ and plus. A white rich man who will only take care of white rich men. A horrible, vile man who has not gotten an inch of his body to feel the empathy required for such a position. You have turned what could have been one of the greatest milestones of our generation, an inspiration for young women internationally, and you've ripped it to shreds. You are taking homes away from people who need them and earn them, placing a wall and segregating our nation from the rest of the world. This is not America, and this will not make America great again. As I continue to say this, I'm disgusted at the people who gave such a man so much power. I can't begin to fathom the heartache within the minority groups, the people of color, LGBTQ, young women and their children, and those who are not exactly well off. But in the end, love will win, as it always has. Years later, the history books will not recall what has happened. They will recall what humanity did to mend them. They will recall what love we did. This is a poem that I found online that I would like to share. It's called Mr. President. There is a word for someone who hates women, but it shouldn't be Mr. President. There is a word for someone who hates Muslims, but it shouldn't be Mr. President. There is a word for someone who is intolerant of others, but it shouldn't be Mr. President. There is a word for someone who can only think of themselves, but it shouldn't be Mr. President. There is a word for someone who hates the LGBTQ plus community, but it shouldn't be Mr. President. There is a word for someone who is obsessed with themselves, but it shouldn't be Mr. President. There is a word for someone who hates Latino and Latina persons, but it shouldn't be Mr. President. There is a word for someone who spreads hateful rhetoric, but it shouldn't be Mr. President. Yet, come January 20th, it will be.